Function.
I told you the NSA was spying on you. One Man Revolution, Volume 2, Episode 14. You know, every now and again, I scoop the regular media. Thanks to a lot of people out there who send me good information, every now and again I get information that says things like, hey, you might want to check this out. The NSA has a really powerful computer, and all it does is sit around and sort through records all day. Yeah. Oh, guess what today's biggest news was? It was on the headline of almost every newspaper. It says little things like, NSA secret database reports triggers fierce debate in Washington. I reported on this back in March. I think it was my little short episode that I called Episode 3 Preview that I never got around to actually recording the full piece. But guess what? I announced the headline, and I really do thank the folks that sent me that information. Unfortunately, there's a lot of backpedaling going on now, isn't there? Oh, boy. Let me tell you. So they've been doing it since just after 9/11. That's 9/11/2001. By my calculations, that's nearly 5 years of telephone calls. And they say they're not recording any of the voice without anyone's permission. They say that, of course, you know, before when this came up, they said, oh, don't worry. We're only using it for calls to foreign terrorists. Well, Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont asked the question today in a hearing this morning. Are you telling me that tens of millions of Americans are involved with Al-Qaeda? These are tens of millions of Americans who are not suspected of anything. And on that point, Alan Spector, who is a pretty high official, sat down and said that he would like to speak to executives from AT&T, Verizon, and Bell South, the companies that supplied their data to the NSA records on cell phone, landline calls, and millions of homes, businesses, and government offices. And he wants to find out exactly what's going on. It's real simple, Arlen. You know, Mr. Spector, it's quite simple. Bush is a real scumbag, and he wants to listen to what everybody has to say. And you seem so surprised that they lied to you. They've been lying to us, pretty much day one. All right, so there's a lot of hearings that are going on right now, and this far-reaching authority is even touching the new head of the CIA, at least the new nominee for the head of the CIA, General Michael Hayden. He was the former director of the NSA, and now Bush would like to tap him so that he can head the CIA. You know, well, that's real nice, but unfortunately, guess what? since he had control of it before, what's to stop him from doing it even deeper with the CIA? You know, the NSA only deals with, the national security, and then the CIA is central intelligence. So then he's going to take the data that he collected and have some people look at it over at the CIA. It sounds like it's something very, 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 very dastardly. So what do I say we should do about this? I suggest that every third phone call you make, just dial a bunch of random numbers. If you've got something like Vonage or whatnot, and I know Vonage has not started, is not named in this case, but who knows, they might be complying, or a cable phone, or long distance, or I know a lot of people have free long distance on their cell phones. Just dial a bunch of random numbers and talk to somebody around the country, and inform them of the One Man Revolution. Just say, hey, go to onemanrevolution.org, and when they say, hey, this is an unsolicited phone call, it's like, oh yeah, I know, it's a wrong number, actually. But I just wanted to spread the word because there's this guy out there who says that, the National Security Agency, the CIA, and and King George are after you for absolutely no reason, just to be Snoopy. All right, so basically, whenever Bush is backed against the wall, he pulls the old terrorist card. And he says, "Oh, whoa, 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 whoa! It's because of the terrorists, folks. Has nothing to do with me. Remember that those acts, the things we passed directly after the terrorist attacks of September 11th? Well, it authorized the president and his agencies that were beneath him to use all necessary and appropriate force against those responsible for the attacks. Well, as far as I can tell, I wasn't responsible for it. So what the fuck are you recording my phone, recording my transactions for? Now, not only are they recording these things, but banks for many years, actually worked for a credit union, are responsible to turn over records relating to all of the transactions that occur, especially those that are over $10,000 at a shot, and you have to sign out specific information. And all this, of course, occurred after the September 11th attacks also. So no warrants, is one of the big problems, and of course that goes against our Constitution, the things that are in our wonderful Constitution. It says no unlawful search and seizure, that the government has to have a warrant or something to allow us to defend ourselves against our own government. And there's even quotes like in the USA Today from deans of law schools that say things like, "Oh, the scope of this database is quite shocking." If they go, and again, if they just would have gone to Congress and said, "Hey, we want to do this without any probable cause, without wants, without judicial review," none of this would have ever been allowed. Even the far-reaching acts out there called the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, of 1978, that created the FISA court, still has to kind of follow our Fourth Amendment guidelines to the right to not have unreasonable searches and seizures of our property. All right. So as a general rule, I say that you need to steer clear of talking about anything important on the phone anymore. As far as I know, the internet is still one of the few places that you can actually speak your mind anymore. Since every time one of these stories comes up, they squash it real fast. Because unfortunately, people don't really want to. People don't want this to happen. Now, in terms of what the political fallout for this, the Republicans are arguing that. It's basically it could turn into an advantage for King George because it's focusing on his efforts to fight terrorism. All right, so he by doing all of this, and I don't know what morons these people think we are. Obviously, they think we're rather incredible morons because just the thought of this, turns my stomach for to have somebody standing against a wall in the next room with a glass. Listening in on every conversation that I have. I mean, I lead a pretty public life. I mean, but I still use the revolutionary and the one man of one man revolution to keep myself back a little bit away from the limelight because these people are very crazy. They are they are the black box society. They are the people that are doing all of these things behind closed doors that our government was not supposed to be doing. When the framers of the Constitution put together our government, it was not designed to be all done outside the idea of a check and a balance system. That's why we have three branches. That's why we have the ways the thing the government by the people for the people, and it's been put together the way it is. Unfortunately, now that the Republicans, and I hate to make it a partisan issue, have control of all three parts. It seems like they're getting more and more done in a direction that is more and more challenging to the actual Constitution itself. And always keep your eye out for the words constitutional amendment. because they keep trying to slip him in there. And if it wasn't for our people up on the hill and the revolutionaries that are there saying, "Now wait a second, we gotta watch out," they're trying to do it again. Okay, so hats off to Senator Leahy. Hats off to Senator Specter. For at least asking the question. Now, I don't think you guys should have 1,000 meetings with AT&T and asking all kinds of questions. I just think you should sit down, pass a resolution that says they got to stop recording all of this information, and that and or the companies are not required any longer to turn these records over without a warrant, or at least without a FISA court order. All right, so everyone's always surprised when the Bush administration lies to them. I myself am not. So let's have a little break here, a little bit of music from the Loose Hounds. It's a little piece called "Lies" from the podcast, from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com, and we'll come around the corner and talk a little more.
Lies. 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 Lies.
Lies.
I can't help the way.
Lies. Lies.
Someone makes another deal.
And on the front of, sure, we're looking for an Al-Qaeda under every single piece of furniture, but the more you look, the more you find. In Riverside, California, according to Associated Press today, a portion of hundreds of pounds of explosives stolen from a bunker surfaced Wednesday in front of a fire station. So I guess people stole it, and they went, I have a little bit much. I really don't need a half a ton of explosives. Maybe just a quarter ton would be fine. So 200 pounds of dynamite sticks were in containers or dropped off the day after the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms offered a $25,000 reward for any information about the May 3rd theft of Gold Mountain Mining Company in Bear City. And police closed off streets, and they did all the fun things, and they sent a bomb squad robot in and all the other great things. But an ATF agent said something that I found very interesting. There's still more missing, and we want the person who left the packages to come forward. Yeah, that's real effective when you're looking for some kind of terrorist. Hey, will all the terrorists just take one step forward for me? What kind of idiots do they think we are? You know, I know I'm a fool, and I know Roger Bartlett is a fool for a blonde, but when it comes right down to it, we're all I would have to say that some of these criminals are just a little bit smarter than that. So let's take a little break here and listen to Roger Bartlett. It's 3 minutes and 44 seconds, again, from the PodSafe Music Network. It's called Fool for a Blonde.
I spend most every day in a sidewalk cafe, drinking coffee, watching women walking by. The color of their hair, not the reason that I stare, but I always was a fool for a blonde. Rhubarb-boob-dye, ba-doob-bye, doobye, bye, doobye, dee doobop. Rhubarb-boob-dye-bye. They jiggle and they sway as they strut along the way. Watching's most enough to make you high. The shimmering locks, not what brings the bucks, but I'll always be a fool for a blonde. Baby, I spend most every day in a sidewalk cafe, drinking coffee, watching women walking by. The color of their hair, most definitely not the reason that I stare, but I'll always be a fool for a blonde. Pretty, 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 pretty,
You know, I was just reading through my Gmail. You know, I get so much information in my Gmail every day. Sometimes I miss a couple, and this one's dated from, let's see, this one was dated yesterday, early in the morning, and it's a pretty interesting piece of mail. It's from the PEN, the People's Email Network, from basically the U.S. alone. Network of information, and they've got all kinds of very interesting things here. Like it's usalone.com, and you can go take a look there. And it says, "Tell Congress to stand up for our internet freedom now." And it gives an action page where you can tell your Congress what you want to do. And it says, "The world's most oppressive regimes are moving forcefully to censor the internet." In communist China today, they're actually policing political thought online right now. And it's true. In China, the internet is very, very limited. And a lot of people would you know, in different agencies, governmental and or corporate, would like to censor any of the data that comes into their network. And that's understandable for a corporation so that corporate secrets aren't leaving, so that other things aren't going out. But not allowing stuff to come back in is also, you know, understandable because they don't want any information to come in that could be a detriment to their company either. You know, like telling the employees that you just as a corporation closed down one of your call centers in the country, and you wouldn't want everybody to get that news. So maybe you'd want to censor that. So I can see that on a corporate sense, but it is illegal for the United States government to do it because it goes against our First Amendment right to free speech and the free expression. And right now, in our own country, corporations that like telecom giants like AOL, Verizon, AT&T, Bell South, you know, the same guys that are involved in this scandal when it comes to turning over information to the NSA, they're pushing for legislation to change how you know, how the internet delivers information. They're looking for filtering. They're looking for methods of stopping things. And AOL has a track record of eliminating certain things. If there's a site that says something detrimental to AOL, they'll put something within. They'll put a filter within their software saying, look, don't let people go to that site. Just say that site is unavailable. And to most people, you know, the average person going around on a network, you know, who uses AOL, when a page comes up as unavailable or something like 404 not found, they just assume, oh, it must have been some crackpot because it's been taken down and that's what it is. But it's actually being stopped by AOL. It's called a custom error handler page. I am in the industry. I know how to do it. All right, not very difficult to do. And AOL does it, and we also know that the Bush administration did it. I mean, we heard information about Alfonso Jackson of Housing and Urban Development when he heard something that was said in passing how the individual didn't like the Bush administration. He made sure that person didn't get a contract. So now we have members of the government deciding based on someone's speech to give or take away something, and that, as far as I can tell, is against the Constitution. All right, but there are people in Congress, like Ed Markley of Massachusetts, Revolutionary Markley, Markey, sorry, Revolutionary Markey. He's been fighting to put amendments, and he's been deceptively naming them things like the Communications Opportunity Promotion and Enhancement Act of 2006, COPE, T-U-N-I, C-O-P-E, to guarantee what's called net neutrality. And last week, he co-sponsored another freestanding bill called the Network Neutrality Act of 2006. All right. It's very important for you to contact your congressman and tell them to support H.R. That's a House resolution. 5273. All right. That's 5273 to allow us to say, look, we want our networks to stay neutral. We don't want anybody having the ability to, at a piece of hardware, filter out any type of information. Recently, ICAR, one of the overriding organizations for the internet, decided not to create a .xxx for the internet to cover adult entertainment websites. And I agree with that 100%, although it would make university officials, corporate officials, high school, you know, all different types of officials' jobs a lot easier to kill, you know, or eliminate adult, quote-unquote, adult information from getting inside of their network, or for kids or employees to be looking at porn at work, you know. Then the adult entertainment industry says the same thing. Look, if we put that on there, we may as well just close our doors, because you are going to stop it from coming into your network, .xxx. So go ahead and support House Resolution 5273, which is also known as the Network Neutrality Act of 2006. And I'll put up a copy of where this action page is so that you can go in and sign up for getting these pieces of information along with me, the revolutionary here at One Man Revolution. All right, so I got one last piece of music here. It's called Soul Time, and I'll let the clock run out with it. It's 4 minutes and 19 seconds. If you want to contact the revolutionary, go ahead and write me here at onemanrevolution@gmail.com. We're part of the National Podcasting System at nationalpodcastingsystem.com. We're affiliated, of course, with Joey over at the Ravenlocks Entertainment Podcast at ravenlocks.com. And if you'd like to just visit the blog on the website, onemanrevolution.org, and I put up all the show notes and all the information as soon as the show's over. Actually, sometimes I even put it up before so that I can get up there. And this, of course, is part of my cast a day for the month of May. And here we are at day 11 day 11 of a cast every single day being posted. And if you noticed, I haven't shanked you on many of them yet. I may do it soon, but I've given you my full attention and my full posts. So just remember,
you are listening to One Man Revolution with your host, the Revolutionary.
And also remember that we all love you. You are loved. I love you personally, and I'm glad that the people in my life have started coming back home, and I can't wait for next week when I can see even more of them. And, you know, there are people that, you know, I picked up one from the airport yesterday, and understandably, after going through what she's gone through, my heart reaches out to her, and it might be a little, take you a little time, darling, but just know that we all love you out here, and we're all here for you and support you, and you don't have to go through it alone. And PJ, we're having lunch tomorrow. So I will see you all soon, and actually within the next 24, because I'm going to come back with a podcast a day for the month of May. Here's at Octung Spitfire Schnell with Soul Time. And it's 4:19, or if you don't want to listen, just fast forward to the end. But let me tell you, you may want to listen to this one. So I'm the revolutionary, the one man that's behind One Man Revolution. And remember, it only takes one man to start a revolution, and all you have to do is stand up and make yourself counted. See ya!
Hello, all you soul people out there. I got some time on my hands, and I'm going to give it all to you. So tell me which kind of time you want. You want a spare time?
No.
You want a dinner time?
No.
You want a night time, maybe?
No.
All right, I got it. You want a soul time?
Yeah.
Got it.